G7 progress against pandemic threats is promising, now they must act. After many global conversations about lessons we can learn from the COVID-19 crisis, the G7 summit in Germany showed increasing commitment to facing threats of disease outbreak. It's time now to finally turn warm words into transformative action. 5. Continue working together. At times, the world has shown astonishing levels of collaboration in responding to global disease outbreaks. That needs to continue, whether at a national level across ministries or global level across the G7 and G20 and across the global health organizations. Building knowledge and trust will be critical in dealing with emerging threats. While the headway made on this during the pandemic has been commendable, there is always room for improvement. This collaboration will be key to ensuring the world does not retreat into nationalistic or organizational silos which stop effective collaboration on preventing or fighting global threats of pandemics. From Ebola to SARS, COVID-19 to monkeypox, successive governments have failed to adequately prepare for epidemic threats. We know how and what to prepare. Now is the time for world leaders to provide the sustained political will and financial commitments required to enable better preparedness. While, politically, spending money just in case can be challenging, these investments will pay off. We know it's not if but when there will be another major virus threat, and the better prepared we are, the better we will contain the consequences. This communique is a marker of good progress, but there is still a long way to go, highlighting the importance of continuing these discussions during the handover to Japan for the next G7 presidency in 2023. Related content.